Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Tracy Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Charles Hudson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pettis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Pettis. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington juggles the ball. That's an error on Worthington. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milligan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Finley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a pop-up towards third. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards third. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Milligan. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Milligan steals second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Finley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moreland moves to third. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pettis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milligan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finley strikes out. One out. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Shue moves to second. Mark Williamson now pitching. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bradley. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Finley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finley is hit by the pitch. Bradley scores. Tettleton moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Worthington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Tettleton scores. Devereaux moves to third. Finley moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Finley scores. Worthington moves to third. It's 8-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moreland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moreland strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Lusarder pinch hits for Gary Ward. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lusarder hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.